This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The numbers spell out an alarming story. The Chinese National Health Commission says the number of coronavirus cases has risen to 830, while at least 26 people have died. In an effort to contain the infection, Beijing has reportedly isolated nearly a dozen cities, with a total population of more than 36 million. The virus has spread to several countries. In Wuhan, thought to be the center of the crisis, authorities have banned planes and trains from leaving the city. Toll roads have been closed, and ferry, subway, and bus services have been shut down. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has so far chosen not to declare the situation a global health emergency. More from Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva.
Most of the infections and all of the deaths have occurred in China. A small number of coronavirus cases have been reported in seven other countries, including the United States. All have been mild, and all of those patients have recovered. World Health Organization spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says it is too early to draw conclusions about the severity of the coronavirus from the number of cases and deaths being reported.
Because at the beginning of any outbreak, you would focus more on severe cases, and you will have more of those, and then maybe we are missing some mild cases because people will just be a little bit sick and will not be ever tested. And they will recover. So we may see more mild cases as surveillance intensifies. So the issue is not so much really on numbers that we know that will go up.
That report was filed by Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva. The Centers for Disease Control now says that a second case has been detected in Chicago. It involves a woman in her 60s who visited China, and the CDC says that 50 people are under investigation for the virus in nearly two dozen American states. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. It is the final day of Democrats opening arguments in the U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. For millions of Americans, must-see TV. Conviction is highly unlikely in the Republican-majority Senate, but that has not stopped Democratic Party House managers from delivering impassioned pleas that Mr. Trump be removed from office. In his closing remarks on Thursday, lead House manager Adam Schiff said the facts were clear. Here is the AP's Sagar Meghani.
The focus yesterday was on the first impeachment article, abuse of power. Today, it's on the second, obstruction of Congress.
Do we really have any doubt about the facts here? Does anybody really question whether the president is capable of what he's charged with?
As he finished last night, lead impeachment manager Adam Schiff made an emotional plea to skeptical Republicans.
If right doesn't matter, we're lost.
But John Barrasso and other GOP senators are tired of what they say are the same arguments for hours and days.
It seems like Groundhog's Day in the Senate.
The president's lawyers will start their case tomorrow. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In Australia, U.S. National Park Service firefighters are mourning the deaths of three colleagues who died in the crash of an American tanker plane being used to fight a series of raging brush fires. Here is firefighter Chuck Russell on the somber mood.
We've got a tight-knit community within the fire world, and it doesn't matter if you're a contractor, a Canadian, a New Zealander, an Australian, it hits hard when we lose one of our own. And so it's been an evening and a day of mourning amongst our folks that are still on the ground here.
The United States has rejected an extradition request from the U.K. stemming from the road crash death of a British teenager. The AP's Karen Shamus has a report.
Anne Sekulis has been charged by British prosecutors with causing death by dangerous driving when 19-year-old motorcyclist Harry Dunn died after a collision with a car driven by Sekulis outside RAF Croughton. Sekulis, whose husband was an intelligence officer at the base, returned to the US soon after. The Dunn family spokesman, Rad Seiger, said the US government's decision is a foolish one.
This is nothing more than a completely lawless, crazy mistake by President Trump.
Meanwhile, Dunn's mother says she was not surprised by the decision.
It's a blow, but it's one that we expected.
The State Department says Sekulis had diplomatic immunity when she was in Britain, and to send her to face criminal charges would set what it calls an extraordinarily troubling precedent. Karen Shamus, London.
The U.S. Defense Department says 34 U.S. troops were diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries in this month's Iranian missile strikes on two Iraqi military bases. Initial Pentagon reports indicated there were no U.S. injuries. Gene Randall, VOA News.